USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's getting a new top spy.
I believe Ms. Haspel's experience, her dedication to service, and judgment make her a natural fit to lead the CIA as it enters a period of profound change and uncertainty.
That's the Republican chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, on the floor of the Senate yesterday, shortly before Gina Haspel was confirmed to be the first woman to ever lead the CIA. A man's been shot and taken into custody at the Trump National Doral Golf Course in Florida early today after that suspect opened fire in the golf resort's lobby.
We're not saying that this is terrorism. We're not saying any of that, but we're not discounting anything at this point.
The man only managed to get off one shot before he was shot. President Trump wasn't at the resort, and this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now 2 for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. 4 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nearly 2 dozen fissures spewing lava and gas are trouble enough, but now the big island of Hawaii is bracing for what could be a major eruption at the summit of the volcano Kilauea. Yesterday, it spewed a massive ash cloud.
We had prepared for the event. It was relatively short-lived, as you know, but clearly the ash and the fallout is still with us.
That's the governor of Hawaii also warning there could be more powerful explosions from the summit of the volcano in the next couple of days. Prince Charles is going to walk Meghan Markle down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry tomorrow. Kensington Palace making the announcement hours ago. The American actress having confirmed yesterday her dad won't be able to perform the honor as he's recovering from a heart attack. The Trump administration going forward with preparations for a summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader, despite threats from the North that it might pull out of the summit. And you're listening to USA Radio.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The data company at the center of the Facebook privacy scandal is now filing for bankruptcy. Cambridge Analytica and its British parent company did say earlier this month they were shutting down immediately and were expecting to start bankruptcy proceedings after business fell off sharply once news of that scandal struck. The New York City lawyer whose racial rant was caught on video is no longer allowed in his office. A note on the Manhattan building where Aaron Schlossberg's had his office says the attorney's been evicted. Video went viral of Schlossberg yelling at workers at a cafe for speaking Spanish and threatening to call immigration officials. Since then, several other similar videos of other incidents involving Schlossberg doing similar things have also gone viral. Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry tomorrow. Kensington Palace announcing just hours ago that Markle did ask her future father-in-law to walk her down the aisle at St. George's Chapel, and he did accept. The announcement coming a day after the American actress confirmed that her father would not be able to attend her wedding and perform the traditional honor because he's recovering from a heart attack. And a new study from the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development says it is determined that more young people are choosing marijuana as their first drug these days instead of cigarettes or alcohol. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.